The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. How a merger of railroad companies could impact Michigan's farmers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. A proposed merger could bring a big change for the U.S. railroad industry. Eric Pfeiffer has details.
Union Pacific is working to acquire Norfolk Southern, which would create the nation's first transcontinental railroad. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says there's been positive and negative reactions from agricultural shippers. Those in support,
they point to the fact that you're going to likely have more seamless service from one area of the country to the next. So you'll have an agricultural shipper that has a collection of facilities that are west of the Mississippi River, and they would like to have greater access to maybe some of the livestock markets in the southeast part of the United States or to the East Coast where for the ports over there. Say if there's problems at West Coast ports or markets in the West. So you have this prospect for more seamless service.
The merger would mean fewer handoffs between railroad companies.
One of the realities within supply chains is that handoffs are expensive, but because you have a couple Western railroads, a couple Eastern railroads, you have a collection of these handoff locations like Chicago, like Memphis, Kansas City, etc. And freight does not like to be treated like a baton in a track and field relay race. The more you can eliminate handoffs, the better.
Those against the merger say this isn't their first rodeo. Acquisitions like this over the years have often led to higher rates and a decline in service.
And for agriculture and other industries, what you want is as many transportation providers competing for your business. That's good for us. And when all of a sudden you start eliminating or reducing those transportation providers, you start changing that competitive balance away from the customer, agricultural shippers in our case, toward the railroad. So rightfully, there's a number of shippers who are very concerned about this.
The purchase agreement is awaiting approval from the Surface Transportation Board. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Strong southwest flow starting to bring some warmer air into Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. It's going to be a fairly nice day today as we get clouds to break up a little bit, and we start tomorrow off with decent sunshine before clouds thicken quickly in the mid to late afternoon. Temperatures the next couple of days well above normal. In that well above normal airflow, though, we do see a significant moisture bubbling in late tomorrow evening and overnight. All rain at this point. I think tomorrow night into Friday morning and midday, we have to pencil in a quarter to three quarters of an inch pretty easily. We are dry then for Friday afternoon, right on into early Saturday morning before a secondary round comes, and this is going to be the one that comes with the cold front. So moisture, rain, maybe ending as snow, another 25 hundredths to maybe half an inch of liquid equivalent. That's going to come through Saturday midday and early afternoon, and then we see brutally cold air blast us for several days. Very blustery here. Lake effect snows are a possibility again as we stay below normal on temperatures for not just the rest of the weekend, but I think a large part of Monday as well. Next week, wild swings. I think we warm up dramatically Tuesday, have another cold surge Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it also probably comes with some lake effect snow potential. Then we warm up into the weekend before another surge of cold air comes for the week of the 19th. I'm Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
Joining us now, live on tape, is Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with StoneX as they take a look at Tuesday's grain markets.
Grains are close to even, working both sides of unchanged, and the same in the soybean futures market, though down a few cents as we speak, Arlen, just a little bit before the market closes. But it's been quiet overall after kind of a mad rush to open the week on Monday.
First of the year buying certainly was a factor this year, cost of the grain and oilseed sector. Now we're simply bracing for Monday's big USDA report. This is the biggest report of the year when you consider the plethora of data that's in it. The odds are high that there will be a surprise somewhere. Which direction will that surprise be? Will it be positive, be it negative? That creates a lot of uncertainty and a lot of nervousness. So now that they've positioned, we're just kind of marking time. Today, that's been both sides of unchanged and pretty choppy, modest moves there.
Once again, Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, March corn dropping half a penny to 444. May corn 0.75 cents lower, 451 1/4. March soybeans down 5 3/4 to 10.56 1/4. May beans 6 1/4 lower at 10.68. And March wheat falling 2 cents to 5.10 1/2. February live cattle 75 cents higher Tuesday at 236.62. But February lean hogs down 47 cents to 85.67. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.